I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, October 27. Coming up, Cabinet approves contract with China Harbor Engineering Company for Southern Coastal Highway. Persons who breach petroleum industry laws to face harsh penalties, and primary schools to be equipped with information and communications technology. The details after the break.
Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 29, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 29, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Now the news. Cabinet has given approval for the government to enter into a contract with China Harbor Engineering Company Limited (CHEC) to undertake the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project following a change in the specifications. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the announcement during Wednesday's post-cabinet media briefing at Jamaica House. Senator Reid says the sum for the project being facilitated through the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has also been revised to $384 million. Earlier this year, the government allocated $40 million in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure to begin preparatory work on the project. The provision was earmarked to undertake surveys to identify parcels of land to be acquired for roadworks, an environmental impact assessment, and for any review of designs. Persons who breach the country's laws pertaining to the petroleum industry will soon face harsher penalties and increased fines. Minister of Energy, Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the country's Petroleum Act will be amended to effect these changes. The minister, in an address to Parliament on Tuesday, was providing an update on the explosion of an unlicensed LPG filling plant on Jakes Avenue in Kingston recently. He says the Petroleum Inspectorate being established will have an investigative function that will work with the police to clamp down on illegal activities. The inspectorate will fall under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology and will regulate, oversee and monitor the petroleum sector.
Urge the public to cooperate with the police as they carry out their investigations and for them to recognize that by not telling what they know, they are endangering their lives and those in the surrounding communities.
The explosion on Jakes Avenue resulted in the deaths of three persons while two others sustained third-degree burns. In addition, several families were displaced. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says a program is to be announced shortly to facilitate the establishment of an information and communication technology ICT infrastructure in primary schools. Senator Reid says this will result in the ministry providing laptops, projectors and Wi-Fi capabilities to facilitate effective teaching and learning.
We are going to provide resources to make sure that every school have those capabilities.
Senator Reid was addressing a mathematics and literacy education forum for board chairpersons and principals of schools in Regions 5 and 6 at the Kendall Conference Center in Mandeville on Wednesday. He says the ministry will be making greater use of technology in the teaching and learning process as well as to keep track of students, improve school management, among other objectives. And teachers at the primary and secondary levels are being encouraged to embrace the new National Standards Curriculum, the NSC. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid, in making the appeal, notes that the recently completed training of teachers and principals in the NSC will result in improved outcomes for the country's children due to the inclusivity of the curriculum. He says with the new curriculum, all children, regardless of their needs, will be given an opportunity to do well.
The ministry is confident that the National Standards Curriculum will be effective in preparing Jamaica's children for life in the 21st century and beyond.
The NSC for the grades 1 to 9 levels seeks to improve the general academic performance, attitude and behavior of students, which will redound to the positive shaping of the national social and economic fabric. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.